Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. It's a Hit a Pod with Nikki Glaser. Thanks for joining us today. It's Sunday. Happy Easter. I spent it with my family. I spent it doing work. Today is just another day in this, whatever we're experiencing. It doesn't really feel like Easter Sunday. Maybe you did something special. I don't know. I went to an Easter, social distancing porch celebration with my nephew and niece and sister and brother-in-law and my parents. And by the end of it, we were all standing 3 feet away from each other. I'm like, guys, this isn't social distancing. You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of when you're like, I know this is going to sound gross as an analogy for like me with my family, but when you're like hooking up with a guy and you're like, I'm not going to have sex. And you're just like, let's just like cuddle or whatever, you know, when you're just like, and then it's like, oh God, now he's fingering me. Okay. Well, I didn't think that was going to happen, but it's happening. So then it's not going to go anywhere from here. By the end of it, you're just like naked and you have a penis in your head and you're like, well, how did this happen? When did it get to this? And that's kind of what it was like hanging out with my family. It just felt like it got out of hand. It was out of our control too soon. And we were all like next to each other. And I'm just like, guys, social distance. So, you know, but it was nice to see the family. That's what this is all about, you know. I just got a text from a weird number. Let's see. A guy is watching me in bed, clearly. It's me on Bill Maher on his TV and his bed. But it's not like you can't, like, see his dick in his bed or anything like that. It's just, like, you can tell he's in bed. But it's not too obvious. You might almost be able to argue he didn't even know his bed is in the shot. Hey, you're so great on this. We met a year or two ago at Earth, URTH, Earth, and just wanted to say this made me die laughing. Okay, I gave my number to some guy I met a year or two ago at Earth. I mean, I just don't think that's something I would have done. But, and that's like not a place I would go to ever, but I did go there. But you know what? If you know enough about LA, you just know that someone who lived there went there. He could be making that up. I want to get to the bottom of it, but I will. Because there is a way, I think, to buy my number on Google, which is a dumb thing to waste your money on, because I'll just block you immediately. But, you know, you could call me and say weird things. But honestly, I don't really answer no caller ID anymore. I used to think it was, like, someone famous, and now it's just usually someone who, like, got my number off the internet and is just like breathing on the other end. Have some kind of plan, because if I do pick up, I hope you say something to give me some content for this goddamn show. If you're going to call me, say something weird. One time someone called my house when I was a kid and my parents were gone. We were just like, I probably told this story a million times, but maybe you haven't heard it. A guy called while my parents were gone. We were like not supposed to be home alone without a babysitter, but my parents, we were kind of like at that age where they kind of start letting you, but maybe it's too soon. And my cousin was there, and he's older, but still, we were like, shouldn't have been left alone. And some guy called, my sister picked up, and he asked for my dad, and my sister said my dad was in the shower, and the guy goes, oh yeah? So is he all wet and soapy? And my sister was just like, thought about it, and goes, yeah, kind of, I mean, yeah, if he's in the shower, he's probably gonna get naked. Like, she just logically was like, yeah, uh-huh. And then she hung up because she was scared. And then she came downstairs and we were playing Crash Bandicoot on PlayStation. It wasn't Crash Bandicoot times. That was like later on. This was back in like, you know, Super Nintendo days. I think that's all we had back then. No, we had PlayStation. Who cares, Nikki? Who cares what you were playing? The point is, we got fucking freaked out. We convinced ourselves that this guy that had just prank called us was going to come murder us. It was during the day. So we locked ourselves in my parents' bathroom and like got weapons, like razor blades. And we're like, we're going to kill you. And I remember my cousin being like, we thought they were in the house. Like, we had convinced ourselves, like, you would think that we were like 11. We didn't do any drugs. We weren't like parents. We just had convinced ourselves that someone had broken the house. We called the cops during the day and the cops came because we were scared. And my parents, My dad was called from work and was like so annoyed, and because the cop was there, because we had invented that this guy who had like called was like gonna come to our house that he called and murder us all. It was very thrilling, I have to admit, locking myself in the parents' bathroom and like being like, JD, you gotta get us out of here. And JD being like screaming into my house, he's like, we have a gun, don't even think about it. Like, I think he was making it dramatic too. I think we both knew it was bullshit, but then we called the cops, so obviously we didn't think. Like, I don't know, that was so wild though. Anyway, it's just like that. What was I talking about? Yeah, someone buying my number. It's so lame. Please don't. Yeah, so if you do buy my number, say something fucked up. Like, are you all naked and soapy? But I don't think I'll even pick up, so it's going to be a waste of your money, and you should be donating that or tipping it, you know? What else did I do today? I had my radio show. That was super duper fun. Last night was the Taylor Swift dance party. I really do want to talk about that. It was one of the most fun things I've done ever. It was so wild. 400 and something people came. Like, every time I checked, there was about 430 people watching. And everyone was dancing and just, like, having a good time. Everyone seemed to be, like, having a little party around it. It was just awesome. We raised $2,300, around that amount, after I pay out the people that helped me produce it, around $2,000 for a local charity, STL Stray Rescue, which is a, you know, you get it, whatever. They just rescue animals and dogs, and they're cool as shit. So they deserve money, just like we all do. But that was really cool. So I'm going to do it again. I mean, it was so much fun. My parents danced behind me. It was an event. It felt like an event. It felt like I had done something really good. I felt great about it afterwards. We ended up having a really fun night afterwards. My family and I just like sang songs in the kitchen while I like shoveled food in my face because I was like so hungry after dancing all night. And I was too nervous to eat before. So by the end of it, I was like, I was just like, lay off me. I'm starving. You know, like Chris Farley says in that one SNL sketch. I love it. So my dad and mom were singing. I was eating. And then we all sang together. It was really fun. Then we watched SNL. That was fun too, because it's like, that was wild, that Tom Hanks monologue. Then I got like tired and I just wanted to go to bed. And that's what I did. I love going to bed. I can't wait till it's 9:30 every day. I'm like, finally I get to go to sleep and go look at my phone in a different room. Cause that's all I do. I literally just go from one room where I'm looking at my phone and I get a little bit more cozy with my phone. I just kind of get just like me and my phone, just like have some alone time together. Like that's how I feel when I go to bed. I'm like, oh good. I have like a little ritual. Like there are certain things I don't look at when during the day, because I'm save them for the night, for like when I get to go to sleep. Like I try to lay off Reddit during the day. I don't go on Reddit at all during the day, really. That's like a nighttime like treat for myself. YouTube, I only go on there at the end of the day because it's like ASMR. So I don't really, YouTube usually, like I don't really rely on entertainment as much as I rely on it for ASMR videos. Like, just to be honest with you guys, I don't really actively, I know some people just like watch YouTube videos over and over after one after the next. I just don't do that. I'll do that with like ASMR videos, like I said, or like, you know, weird. Like I love a guy like digging a wart out of his foot. I'm just a weirdo. But there's a amazing deficit of those videos. So if you have like a planner's wart and you want to like dig into it and send me a video of that, I'm legit will love you forever for that. That would be the nicest gift you could give me, is if you take a razor blade and you dig out. Like I want to dig out something so bad lately. I would like pay money to cut someone's foot open, would like get their wart out. Like it would give me so much satisfaction. I know that sounds so weird, but I'm honestly like hoping I get one so I can just like fucking operate. I'm a weirdo, but that's just my thing, you know? And I have nothing, like there's nothing, there's a little bit, there's this shower rack, like shampoo caddy type thing in my shower, and it's rusting and part of it, it's like white, but it's like flaking off. And I was like picking at that and I was like, oh my God, that's kind of satisfying. The same little like urge I have for the other thing. But there's really nothing that's going to satisfy my urge to do that unless I become a podiatrist. I think I just might have to hang it up and get into that. But then I have to go to med school just so I can fucking cut some warts out. Can't I just be trained in that? I'm not even joking, you guys. And I know you're like, we know, Nikki, move on. I get it. I filled out a crossword puzzle last night super quickly. I did a Tuesday. No, I did a Monday in 11 minutes, and I was trying to go pretty hard. That's not that fast, but it's not bad for, you know, I feel like I'm getting back into it. That's been good. Haven't read my book in quite a while. But yeah, the Taylor Swift dance party, that was the best, dude. It just like, next time I have one, you guys got to check it out. Just pay $5 and like come hang out. It will lift your spirit. I became a child again, and I look gorgeous in all the pictures because I literally look young because I was feeling so young. I was like bopping around. My mom even at one point goes, "How old are you?" Like, she was like, "I feel like I have my daughter back." I was legit like 15. I'm not even joking you. It was so, so fun. Yeah, I had a blast. I'm going to do more of those things. I don't want to do too many, though, because then they won't be special. But it's such a weird time. Is that even, can we even say that? That's the most basic bitch thing to say, but it is such a weird time. I have a little bit of normalcy going on. I don't know what you've got going on, but I hope you all are having a good Sunday. I hope you're all listening to this and feeling some sort of relief, or you laughed a little bit, or you just felt less alone. I'm really sorry about that whole wart section. I want to go back and like erase all of that, but I can't. I already said it and I just kind of admitted to it. Whatever. What else can I tell you? I think that's all I have for you today. God, I want to share one more thing just to like bring it home, but I'm feeling mostly like... what am I going to go do now, to be honest with you? I don't know. Maybe lay down for a nap. I think I deserve it today. I've had a long day. Maybe go listen to some music. I haven't listened to music. Oh, I did last night. I danced my fucking little tush off. Oh, yeah. I masturbated for the first time in a while yesterday. And I really apologize to anyone listening to this who knows me personally. And that makes me feel gross. But I'm just saying that it is an achievement for me to be able to do that because I have not done that since before this whole pandemic, like legit not before it. And I don't even know that I like finished, to be honest with you, but even the fact that I was even able to try felt like a win for old glazed dog. So this meandering ending to a podcast did really have a payoff. I mean, I just admitted to you a thing that I probably shouldn't have, and I regret all of this, but I'll see you tomorrow. You know I will. This is just turning into more and more of stream of consciousness, like, I don't know, some kind of diary that I think future generations will find, when really it's like your friends are listening to it in real time, Nikki. Like, how about you save this for the memoirs? No. You gotta know now. You gotta know now. Guys, thanks for listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow on the podcast. Squirt, squirt.
Bye. This has been a Comedy Central podcast.